Just a few halachot and the laws of Sefer Torah that we are studying. The halacha came up in a situation where Reuven lent Shimon money. Of course, when we lend money, our Torah forbids us to charge interest. So it was an interest-free loan that Shimon had to pay back at a certain time. After Shimon received the loan, they went Bet Knesset on Shabbat, and the question came up, is Shimon allowed to buy the Reuven and Aliyah to the Sefer? He wants to show him gratitude. He's thankful that he got the loan from him. So for a few $100, he can show him a little kavod, that much he can afford. So the halakha says that he is not allowed to buy the aliyah for the Reuven, if he normally would not buy an aliyah for the Reuven. If this is something that's out of the normal practice, and it's obvious that the only reason why he's buying it is because he got the loan, so it comes out that the Reuven is getting the beat, because he's getting his money back plus an extra aliyah that he never would have gotten. That's how the Hesed Alafim says, when he writes, "Lo yichabed al-love l'malve b'shum mitva b'shum l'tad ribit v'rabim en nizharim bazeh." People are not careful, he says. U'bazeh neshech kol davar. Hashem atov yichaper be'ad. Hashem should forgive them.